Thanks again for joining us, friends, this afternoon. We welcome you all warmly and sincerely in the Saviour's name. I have to confess that I have a little bit of a fascination with old, derelict buildings. There's something about an old house or an old building or an old factory that really causes us to think about bygone days, about the way things maybe once were. And here we are in what was once a garage, a mechanic's garage where cars were sold upstairs, just in the county downside of Lisburn. I can remember as a little boy driving over the Union Bridge into the County Down and seeing the front of this garage, and there used to be a beautiful Mini Cooper, Cooper S, I think it was a Mark II, sat in the showroom, if you like, of this very building, which sadly has fallen into a state of disrepair. And it would take a lot of work, it would take a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of ingenuity to get this particular building back to normal. A little bit like all of us. We're all getting older, we're getting a bit decrepit sometimes, we're getting a little bit derelict. But you know something, the Christian has a wonderful future. The Christian has a wonderful hope. The Bible says there's coming a day whenever the child of God shall see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will see him face to face. The apostle says, "And beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that whenever he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Maybe you're getting on in years yourself. You're feeling even the pace of life. And you're feeling older. And you're realizing that the outward man is perishing. You're maybe a little bit like this building. We've looked at other houses before and other derelict buildings. And maybe you feel a little bit like this. You're not what you once were. You don't represent your former glory anymore. You're getting old. Life is passing by. You find yourself a little bit like the people that Solomon spoke about in Ecclesiastes and the 12th chapter. But you know, if you're a believer today, you've got a wonderful hope and a wonderful promise and a wonderful assurance. The Apostle Paul spoke about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the great chapter of the resurrection. I know sometimes at Easter we think a lot more about the resurrection, but you know, it's something we should think about every single day, because the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the grave on the third day after he was crucified, it secures the resurrection of all of us. And the Bible speaks about a great resurrection day, a day in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. Some will rise up to everlasting condemnation, to everlasting shame and contempt. And others will be raised up to life everlasting. The soul that has departed and has gone to paradise will be reunited with a glorified body. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Apostle Paul puts it this way. I say this to the Christian for your encouragement. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 51, Paul says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" These lives of ours, these bodies of ours, they're a little bit maybe getting like this building, decrepit and old, will one day, if we're in Christ, be changed for good and changed forever. What a wonderful hope the Christian has. Maybe over the last year you've lost loved ones. You feel the parting to be painful to your heart. You mourn their passing. You feel lonely. The Christian has a wonderful hope that will one day be not only with Christ, but with all that love him and all that have gone on before. So therefore we do not sorrow as those who have no hope. The wonderful hope of the gospel. I trust that you'll be encouraged. And God will bless you today. Look to him. Look to that crowning day. The Christian has a glorious future. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us today.